Cecil Shorts III coming off a career week in Seattle, looking for more this week. It's week four of the National Football League. The Jags continue work Thursday, preparation for Sunday's game against Indy. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back on the practice field on Thursday as the week moves along. Quarterback Blaine Gabbert, he'll have the reins this week of this offense that's trying to find their way now in week four of the season. Alan Ball, the cornerback for the Jags, back on the field today, coming off a groin injury. That's good news for a young secondary against second-year quarterback Andrew Luck. Maurice Jones-Drew back on the practice field today. He should be good to go for Sunday as well. Mercedes Lewis on track to be back in the lineup this week as well. The former Pro Bowl tight end missed the first three games with a left calf injury. Before practice, he said the goal this week is just to get back on the field.
That's what I'm counting on, you know. I'm just ready to play, you know. So, God willing, I don't have any setbacks. Too bad enough to where I can't get out there, but my mindset is that I'm playing on Sunday, and that's just what it's going to be.
Let's take our weekly look behind enemy lines. There's a lot of talk in Indianapolis these days about a newfound running attack. Two running backs, Bradshaw and Richardson, but don't forget there's a quarterback in Indianapolis too. Andrew Luck coming off a Pro Bowl rookie season a year ago. He threw for 4,300 yards and change last year. That was an NFL rookie record. This year, a little different feel for this offense. The Colts beat the Raiders and 49ers. And in both of those games, Luck threw for less than 200 yards. In the loss to the Dolphins, he threw for 321 yards. Now remember, he still has Reggie Wayne, Darius Heyward-Bey, T.Y. Hilton at receiver. Luck also a threat with his legs, bootlegs, and scrambles are in his game as well. Jaguars rookie safety Jonathan Cyprian knows this young Jaguars secondary has to face another challenge this week in Andrew Luck.
He's an all-around quarterback. He can run. He's very strong in the pocket. Even if you have a hand on him in the pocket for a sack, he can still break the tackle and get away. He also has a great arm. He can make every throw on the field. And he's very intelligent, so he knows what's going on around him.
How do you defend him? Is there anything special you have to watch for with him?
Well, you just be on your toes. Make sure you're dialed in every play. Just recognize what you're getting from the offense. Also, I think just be aggressive. He'll throw the ball up to his receivers because he trusts them. And sometimes when you're in one-on-one situations, you just have to make the play.
Time to hear from the Ozone. Jaguars.com senior writer John Osier has some thoughts about the mindset of quarterback Blaine Gabbert.
I'm John Osier with a view from the Ozone. And with the Jaguars back in Everbank Field Sunday for the first and last time in a long time, the issue remains the same, quarterback. Blaine Gabbert is starting again, and the focus this week hasn't been his hand as much as Gus Bradley saying Gabbert must play with freedom and not worry as much about making mistakes. Now that may have merit. Coaches last year emphasized quarterbacks not making mistakes pretty much above all else. That's in sharp contrast to Bradley saying this week that Gabbert has to have the leeway to throw a deep ball, and if something happens, it's okay. How much impact will this have? Well, that's on Gabbert. There were times last year he seemed hesitant to go downfield, and coaches clearly want that hesitancy gone. Offensive coordinator Jed Fish talked Wednesday about the need for Gabbert to have fun and about realizing it's a pretty awesome thing to be 23 and playing quarterback in the NFL. Gabbert's task now is to embrace that. He was asked Wednesday about a sense of urgency for the game and really the entire season. The clear implication was that Gabbert needs to play well to prove he can be the guy long term. Now make no mistake, he still has a chance to be that guy. If he didn't, he wouldn't be starting. The key for him now may not only be relaxing, but realizing that although what he's doing is really difficult, maybe it can be really awesome, too.
Thank you, John. The Jags wrap up the week of work for the Indianapolis Colts on Friday. We'll have all the coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush Volkswagen.